This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Bring on the trust busters to stop Comcast and Time Warner cable monopoly. Simple fact, the Justice Department cannot allow Comcast to buy Time Warner cable's operations. No way, no how. In fact, given the level of untrammeled anti-competitive monopoly already rampant in the cable industry, which is directly responsible for both widening the internet divide and slowing down internet speeds to globally uncompetitive and exorbitantly expensive levels, possibly no existing cable company should be allowed to purchase Time Warner's cable operations, which are second only to Comcast in size. Comcast, with 22 million subscribers, has 20% of the country now. Time Warner, with 15 million, has almost 14%. So together, they would control pricing in over one-third of the country. What am I talking about? A front-page headline blared from the Wall Street Journal as reporters were almost licking their lips at the excitement of a big billion-dollar sale of Time Warner's cable operations. They included in their fawning piece two really scary spins from financial and legal hucksters. One was the speculation that there wasn't really competition between Comcast and Time Warner because they'd carved up different geographical markets, as if these weren't national FCC-enabled monopolies. The other was the conjecture that if Comcast made a bid, it could succeed by agreeing to similar restrictions from the regulators as it did when it bought NBC Universal, much of which, especially concerning access to lower-income families, it has miserably failed to deliver. Complaints that we filed in Texas, Arkansas, and Pennsylvania have already added an extension of 1 year to the FCC order that Comcast maintain its $9.99 cable plan per month, and we filed new complaints that are still not doing what was ordered, that they are still not doing what was ordered or promised yet. This commitment should be made permanent by the FCC, if it were anything other than codependent and widening the digital divide. With American Airlines and U.S. Air, for a minute it seemed the Justice Department was once again going to take seriously its responsibilities to enforce antitrust laws. This cable consolidation is even more important and affects even more people. It's time for justice to actually deliver real justice for all, this time. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.